Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
I invite you to mute as we sing our opening hymn, number 423, Immortal, Invisible. Service continues with the confession of sin found on page 79 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, to the Father, the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
which is the Holy Spirit,
was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia.
We continue with the Jubilate found on page 82 or in your handout. Be joyful in the Lord, all your land. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his.
We are his people and the sheep of the pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Going to his courts with praise. Thanks to him, call upon his name. The Lord is good.
We will read responsively Psalm 147, found on the Book of Common Prayer at 804 or on your insert. Hallelujah! How good it is to sing praises to our God.
How pleasant it is to honor him with praise.
The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem.
He gathers the exiles of Israel.
He heals the brokenhearted.
And binds up their wounds.
He counts the number of the stars.
And calls them all by their names.
Great is our Lord, and mighty in power.
There is no limit to his wisdom.
The Lord lifts up the lowly.
But cast the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving.
Make music to our God upon the harp.
He covers the heavens with clouds.
And prepares rain for the earth.
He makes grass to grow upon the mountains.
And green plants to serve mankind.
He provides food for flocks and herds.
And for the young ravens when they cry.
He is not impressed by the mighty might of a horse.
He has no pleasure in the strength of man.
But the Lord has pleasure in those who fear him.
In those who await his gracious favor.
Hallelujah.
A reading from Isaiah. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understand from the foundation of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and his inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings prince to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely as they are planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth when he blows upon them, and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name. Because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the earths of heaven, ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youth will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We will say together Canticle 21, You Are God, found on page 95 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. You are God.
We praise you.
You are the Lord.
We acclaim you.
You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, the powers of heaven, and servants sing in endless praise.
Holy, Lord God, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship.
The prophets praise you, the white-robed army of martyrs praise you, throughout the world the Holy Church claims you.
Father, the unbounded, the true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man, you overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory.
We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Second reading is a reading from the first letter to the Corinthians. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, For an obligation is laid on me, and woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my proclamation, I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the Jews, I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law, so that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute as we sing our sequence hymn number 683, Oh, for a Closer Walk with God.
Enough.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord Christ. When Jesus and his disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. So have you ever had somebody run up to you and say, "Haven't you heard? Don't you know?" And the feelings that run through me when I hear that, "Haven't you heard? Don't you know?" is both a mixture of potential joy and potential terror. What is it that I'm the last person in the world to know? Is it good news or bad news? And it could be something like, "He got a promotion," or "She had the baby." But it could be something like, "Have you heard that the plant is about to close?" But today it's a little bit different. It's not, "Have you heard the latest news?" But it is Isaiah speaking to the people of Israel saying, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth?" It's the story of God. How can you not have heard the story of God and God's plan for you and God's love for you, God's creation made for you, and that you are his chosen people? Because Isaiah is in bewilderment. How can these people not know this? They've heard it from the beginning. How could they not understand? But that's what landed them in exile, right? They've been in exile for decades now because they did not hear, they did not understand, or if they did, they certainly didn't obey. They took matters into their own hands. They built their kingdom. They were really quite comfortable. And God came along and said, "You know what? You're not following my ways." And he gave the Assyrian army and Babylonians power over the people of Israel. But now God has heard their cries and has come to them and says, "Okay, I will restore you. I will bring you out of exile and I will return you to my city, Jerusalem." And yet when the people get to Jerusalem, it's not the Jerusalem that their grandparents told them about. It's a city that's in ruins. The city walls gone, the temple gone, their homes gone. And they're saying, "You saved us, but you saved us for what? I don't understand." And then God reminds them again that God is in charge. God loves them, cares for them, will watch over them, will work with them. And God says to them, "Have you not known and heard that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth? He does not grow faint or weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless." God is promising, "I'm going to give strength to the faint and the powerless, even youths who faint and become weary. They will fall exhausted, but the Lord will renew their strength." God is saying it's time to get back to work, time to restore the city of God, time to build that kingdom of heaven on earth. Rebuild the temple, rebuild the city, rebuild the walls. I will be with you. I will give you strength. And that is then when the people move from despair to hope. Even though they're living in shambles, in ruins, they move from despair to hope because they have come home and God is with them. And they will restore the city because God is going to be with them and help them, give them strength, renew them so that all nations will stream to the light. And yet we forget that God has the power to heal a nation. We forget that God is in charge, that God listens to us, that God will restore us that God will move us from despair to hope. Instead, we think, I have to do it on my own, and I think it's too big. And so we come again to today's gospel message. If you remember, in the season of Epiphany, we heard Jesus' baptism. We were called to follow along, to follow him when he called Simon and Andrew and James and John, the sons of Zebedee. And today is his first act of public ministry. So when we think of this season of Epiphany, the season of light that leads us up to Lent, we get to see the baptism and Jesus proclaimed as the Son of God. We get to see him call the disciples and to know that we too are called. And today we get to see him heal. So he goes to Capernaum, where he's going to make it his home base for his ministry. Excuse me. And he goes to the home of Simon Peter. And Peter's mother-in-law is sick in bed with a fever. And Jesus goes over to her, takes her hands, and says, "Rise up." And the word he uses, "rise up," is the same word that is used for the resurrection. Jesus has the power to bring new life, to resurrect from the sick. And it says, and she gets up and serves. Serves him, serves them. Later that evening, people come from around the countryside and they bring all the people who are sick and all the people who are possessed with demons. And it says, and Jesus goes and he heals many people with many sicknesses and casts out many demons and tells the demons to be quiet because they recognize him. And then very early morning, he slips out and he prays. The disciples, not knowing what's happening, this is all brand new to them. They go and search for him and they say, there's a lot of people. I don't know what you've been doing out here, but there's a lot of people who need you. And Jesus says, well, then let us rise up. Let us be born anew. Let us be refreshed and go to the neighboring towns and proclaim the good news because that's what I've come to do. And he lays out this pattern of ministry, his plan, God's plan, but also his plan for us, for the disciples. We heal, we proclaim the good news, we go and pray, and we serve others. Really simple, right? Really simple pattern. Heal, pray, spread the good news, serve others. He lifts us from despair into hope. He brings us new life. And we know that Jesus has come to save us. And we remember that, save us from our sins. And this is in preparation for as we approach Lent. Yes, Jesus has come to save us from our sins. But we forget the so that or an order. Jesus saves us from our sins so that when we are healed, we may go and serve others. And not like the ancient Israelites being called back to Jerusalem to build the city of God. We are called as his servants, as those who have been redeemed, as those who have been saved and healed, to go forth and build the kingdom of God here on earth. Trusting that ancient promise that he made to the people of Israel that he will be with us. And when we grow weak, he will strengthen us. When we grow faint, he will revive us. This is a call to us to follow that pattern of ministry. And I know what you're saying. I say it to myself all the time. I don't know how. I don't have the tools. I don't have the strength. I don't have. And one of my favorite sayings, one of the many favorite sayings, is that God does not call the equipped. God equips the called. And you, my friends, have been called. You have been called to remind people that they have heard this good news. They know this good news. They understand this good news from the beginning, and that you too have been called to be healed and to serve. So today I invite you to ponder the many gifts that you have been given. And how are you called today to build forth the kingdom of God? Amen. I invite us into a minute of silence. I invite us to affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed found on page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered on the Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Read the suffrages now found on Book of Common Prayer, page 97, or your insert. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Hold your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon earth.
Your saving help among all nations.
Let the not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
I'll now read the colics. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in our Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you that the week to come may be spent in your favor through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 prayers of the people is 4 and 6, found on Book of Common Prayer, page 392. In peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends and neighbors, for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, for Prince, our bishop, for priest Lynn and Gary, and all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God and His church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, we ask your prayers for Ray, Dick, Amanda and Billy, Bob R., Carol, Bonnie, Carson, Anne, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Bob, Jerry, Julian, Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Eliza, Jane, and family, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pam, Colleen, Steve, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn, and those with COVID.
For Brad.
For Nick.
For Ed.
Happy.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
The people of this congregation.
For the glorious sunshine yesterday.
For Lynn.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
For my friend Cece.
Ginger Robertson.
For Cindy Hout Kelly.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Put their trust in you.
O Lord, our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to join with me in the general thanksgiving found on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for your patience and preservation and all the blessings of this life,
but above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace, for the hope and we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercy that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips but in our lives,
by giving up ourselves to your service
and by walking before you. Holiness and righteousness our days through Jesus Christ our Lord,
with you and the Holy Spirit,
honor and glory throughout all ages.
Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to mute as we sing our closing hymn number 135, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. Blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks. Thanks.